The United States Supreme Court has refused to reinstate water crossing permits for the Keystone XL pipeline. That decision puts construction on hold until the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers completes a thorough environmental impact study of the pipeline project. A Sierra Club lawyer says the Corps should have done that assessment years ago. A Montana federal court ruled in May that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' use of a fast-track permit was insufficient for oil and gas pipelines. Judge Brian Morris's decision applied to all new oil and gas pipelines in the country. Morris's injunction on Nationwide Permit 12 was affirmed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last month, and the Corps of Engineers then asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that decision. Doug Hayes is a senior attorney with the Sierra Club. He says it's important to note that both higher courts have now affirmed Judge Morris's decision in the KXL case.
There's no doubt so far in either the Ninth Circuit opinion or the Supreme Court decision that that ruling was correct. So, you know, we're confident that the Ninth Circuit will find the same on appeal.
The High Court did lift Judge Morris's injunction for pipelines other than the Keystone XL. Hayes says the Corps now has to complete a thorough environmental study for the KXL before it can be built.
Frankly, the process that they should have undergone in the first place, this streamlined permit, Nationwide Permit 12, was never intended for these massive oil and gas projects anyway.
Under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, the State Department was in charge of making sure KXL permits were in place and studies done. In 2015, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry determined the pipeline was not in the national interest and denied a border crossing permit. President Donald Trump issued a permit unilaterally in 2019. That decision is still tied up in federal court. The invalidation of the Corps' water permits could stall the KXL project until after the presidential elections in November. Candidate Joe Biden has announced he will not support the pipeline if he's elected. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.